studies show that children who are readers are leaders. They're successful in so many things. I actually just posted something on my Instagram page today, a clip from Oprah Winfrey talking about how reading widely just makes you smarter. And studies show that because it increases your knowledge, it increases your reading fluency, it increases your empathy because you're learning about understanding different people.
Hi, I'm Billy, and this is the Unlock Your Child's Full Potential podcast. I'm a mom of three lovely girls, and I'm looking for answers. I'm looking for ways to fill the gaps left by the school system and teach my kids the lessons that are going to prepare them for real life. I want to learn practical tips that I can use to raise capable and confident young people who are kind, caring, and authentic, and who bring value to the world. I know it's a lot. But I think as parents, we have the unique role of nurturing the potential of the special human beings entrusted to our care. We can't expect school and the teachers to do everything, and we don't want to let the environment decide who our kids become. It's up to us to coach our children on how to be successful and fulfilled. That's my goal here. To talk to as many parents, educators, experts, you name it, and ask the questions. Look for the universal principles. Find as many tools as possible to be a better parent and give my kids a head start in life. If that resonates with you, join me every Wednesday and let's inspire each other to create an environment where our children can blossom into the best versions of themselves. Hey there, wonderful parents and listeners. I'm so excited to have you back with me today. If you've ever wondered how to get your kids excited about reading, today's episode is tailor-made for you. Joining me is the incredible Tonya Ellis, mom of three, a wordsmith, speaker, and a fierce advocate for diversity. Tonya is the genius behind the Sophie Washington children's book series, and trust me, she's armed with fantastic insights on why reading and literacy are absolute game changers for our little ones. Now, let's dive into the burning question of the day. How do you encourage your kids to read if they're not exactly jumping at the chance? It's a challenge most of us can relate to, right? But don't fret, because Tonya's got some tricks up her sleeve. She's all about making reading a blast for your kids. After all, books are still very much a part of the present, shaping the literacy skills of our children in the most awesome way. Tune in for this short and sweet episode, and let's all get inspired for a holiday trip to the bookstore. Because, let's face it, books are timeless treasures that never go out of style. Welcome, Tonya. I'm happy to have you as my guest.
Thanks so much for having me on. I'm just thrilled to be here.
Would you please share with us what encouraged you to write the Sophie Washington children's series?
Well, I'm a mom of three, and I used to love reading chapter books with my children. And I noticed a lack of diversity in some of the books that I would share with them from books that I enjoyed as I was a child. And I said, well, I might be able to write something that they can enjoy. And I do have a background in writing as well. I was a journalist for years, a newspaper reporter, and wrote freelance for some magazines in my community. So I had always had a lifelong dream to write my own book. So when I was reading with my kids and saw that especially my youngest son wasn't interested in a lot of the books I would share with him, I said, well, I might write my own book. So that's how I started my Sophie Washington chapter series.
Would you like to tell us some of the topics your books cover?
Yes, my book stars an African-American girl, a tween age girl. She's 11 years old, who lives in the suburbs of Houston and her diverse group of friends. So in each book, there's 13 in the series. They deal with different issues that kids in upper elementary, lower middle school face, like fitting in with friends, standing up to bullies, getting along with their siblings. They manage social media use and playing with video games. So they're relatable books where the child or the characters have different problems that they solve at the end of each one. They also learn things like being entrepreneurs. They learn about computer coding. So there's different topics in all the books in the series.
Wow, very diverse topics. So yeah. What are some of the messages you find important to convey to your young readers?
They learn about perseverance, honesty, being a good friend, being true to yourself. That's the key message in most of the books. Is Sophie's fatal flaw is that to fit in, a lot of times she compromises her own values or what she knows is right. And she, by the end of each book, learns different lessons on being true to herself. So that's kind of a key message that weaves through the series.
I love it. That's so important. How old are your kids?
My kids now are college age. I have my oldest is 22 years old and she's in medical school. And I have one is 20 years old and my youngest just turned 18. So now they're young adults, but they were the age of these characters when I started writing the Sophie Washington series.
And did they all love reading?
My oldest two loved reading. I have always loved reading from the time I was a young girl. I always had a book in my hand. And my older two followed suit. They read all the time when they were especially in those tween ages. And my little one, he did not like reading. I would keep books in the car and he'd be looking out the window. Everybody else would be reading. So he's a good student, but he didn't like to read for pleasure. So that was kind of my encouragement in writing my series too, to write books that were kind of relatable for today's youth.
So why do you think we have to encourage children to read?
Reading is so important. Studies show that children who are readers are leaders. They're successful in so many things. I actually just posted something on my Instagram page today, a clip from Oprah Winfrey talking about how reading widely just makes you smarter. And studies show that because it increases your knowledge, it increases your reading fluency, it increases your empathy because you're learning about understanding different people. And there's a celebrated psychologist named Reading Sims Bishop who says that reading or books are windows, mirrors, and sliding glass doors. And that means that books are, well, she said, started with mirrors. So mirrors means that when you read a book, you see yourself in that book. You can relate to the characters and get a deeper identification with the story. They call them windows because they allow you to go into worlds of other people and learn about different people. In sliding glass doors, you can actually become so immersed in the stories that you are entering that world and feeling like you're a part of the world. So they're a great way for people to become more understanding of others, to learn about others, and to learn about themselves.
So do you think we have to insist if our child doesn't like to read and find ways to inspire them?
Well, there's ways to make reading fun. It doesn't have to be, you know, like a punishment or something you're insisting they're doing. A key way to get kids excited about reading is to let them choose books that they might be interested in. And today there are books that there's graphic novels. Those have, and they're kind of like a little comic book, but they're thicker books with long storylines with important themes. So you might let them choose books like that. Some kids are interested in nonfiction. So one thing I'd advise parents to do is just take them to the library or bookstore and let them choose books. Make it seem like a fun outing or even as a reward for them doing something successful, doing their chores. And with my children, I took them to the library weekly. So starting at a young age, we would go to story time. Libraries nowadays even have little video game things that encourage reading. In the summers, they have reading programs where kids get trophies and points and prizes for reading. So make it fun. Another way to make it fun for kids is to start a book club with their friends. And I've seen people do these with my books in the series. One mother had her daughter read, I had six books then, so they read all those six books and they'd have a sleepover. They would do crafts related to the books or act out little skits. So they had fun with it. They looked forward to reading that book. They'd be discussing it with their friends. They had little snacks and things. So there's many things you can do to make it fun and not a chore. And even just the family time, talking with your children about the books they're reading makes it something that they look forward to.
I love it. That's brilliant. And I think we should start with books that are on a topic interesting to our kids right now. For example, my middle daughter is into fairies. So anything related to fairies is very well accepted. And I think that once she gets into the habit of reading, then she can move on to other books that are a little bit more educational or books that I would love her to read. But you have to start with something that's interesting to the kid.
Exactly. Yes.
So, are you a fan of having a daily reading goal, for example, 30 minutes a day, or let them decide how much they read all by themselves?
That's good to have a time where you might turn screens off and just have family time. Maybe you read with your children as well. Just that quiet time with books is a good idea. But for me, with my kids, we didn't have really a structured reading time. I kind of built it into our day. So, and they looked forward to that. Even up through middle school, I did bedtime stories with them every day. And I would even read to them even in middle school. They may not have wanted people to know that, but it was kind of a time. And even we would talk about other issues and the things going on in their lives as well. And I would keep books around, like in our car. I had books everywhere we went. So they always had reading material available. And that's important as well.
Yeah. And you mentioned reading to your kids, even though they already can read themselves. I love it because then you can choose a book and it's a conversation starter. You can discuss topics that you otherwise wouldn't just because you're reading the book.
Exactly. They may go through, dealing with bullies or dealing with different issues, and that opens up the conversation.
What do you think of audiobooks? Do you think they bring the same benefits as paper editions?
My kids, of course, are older now, so audiobooks weren't as popular. And when people say that it's reading, I don't think of it as reading because you're consuming the content, but you could understand it even if you couldn't read. Now, I listen to audiobooks myself, especially I walk all the time. I was walking before I met with you this morning, and I like to listen to audiobooks and podcasts. For kids, it could be good in the car just to expose them, get them excited, but I would still keep physical books around as well because they're
Yeah.
learning to read in the audiobooks. They're learning the story and the content, but they're not actually reading it.
Exactly. And they are so much more literate once they see all those words, how they're written down, and then they can do it themselves. So, do you have any other tips and tricks to motivate little readers?
Another thing that I did a lot with my kids is we would watch movies that went along with the book. For example, if we read like Charlotte's Web, then I'd get the cartoon movie, we'd watch that. So that's a good reward for kids, or if they're into like Harry Potter or fantasy, read the books and then watch the movies and discuss them. So that can be fun for kids to keep it exciting. And you could even talk about, how did you like the film adaptation? How do you think that compares to the actual book? Many of the classic books, they have film adaptations of them. So that's something to make it fun.
They
The
do.
thing is reading, don't make it seem like punishment. And they need to see you reading as well. That's an encouragement for the kids. If they see that you are reading, that may get them interested as well.
We are an avid reading family. My husband and I have these large bookshelves, but I have three daughters, and one doesn't like to read that much. So I'm looking for ways to encourage her. And there comes a question to mind. What do you think of starting and not finishing a book? Because I don't want to send a message that if it gets boring, you can just quit and move on. And I would love to teach her to finish what she starts. But if she doesn't like the book, she just doesn't read altogether.
Now that I know, if it's something for school, you may tell her you've got to finish this book. Let's put it into bite-sized sessions. You've got to finish it. Sometimes even myself, there's been books like in the beginning of the pandemic, I started a book that was really depressing and I just threw it in the garbage. I had bought it like, I can't read this. So, but maybe just encourage her to kind of do a little bit, a few pages to get into it. And maybe that can get her, keep her going. Or maybe if her sisters are reading it, or if they read it together, she may see them and get excited. I don't know what their ages are. So that is difficult because I struggled with that with my youngest. And he wasn't like the older two. Now, one thing I was thinking of before you asked that question is getting them into a series is a great way to get reluctant readers excited. My son, who didn't like reading, if he would read, and studies have shown this as well, usually if kids like a book in a series, like when you mentioned the fairies, they might go on to read that whole series. So if you could introduce her to some type series, because they generally have the same formula, it's what the child likes, and it, you know they can look forward to that and they're going to enjoy that. So if you could find some series that she might be interested in, that could be a way to keep her excited about reading and interested.
That's an amazing tip. I'll try. It's not for school. It's just literature that we want to give to our kids because we can see the lessons in it and we want them to read it.
Let her pick the book she wants. That's what I had some of my childhood favorites and books. I'm like, oh, this is so wonderful. You've got to read. He didn't like it at all. Then he found some series and different things that appealed to him. And he would read all of those. There were some like Percy Jackson. I didn't really read it. And then actually I do school visits and the child was reading some from Percy Jackson and it hooked me right in. So maybe let her choose some books that she likes. You know, at least she's reading.
Yeah, exactly. And we even tried having a reward for completing a book, $5, for example, but she wasn't motivated.
And that's how my son was also, my youngest. There were books the older ones had read, and we're like, oh, you're going to love this. Oh, we can't wait till he reads that. He never read them. So, but he does well in school, and he did find other books that he did enjoy that, you know, we weren't familiar with, but they were fine, and he read those. So maybe loosen the reins with that a little bit and just let her read something that she likes as long as she's reading. And it's a whole, you know, not something that you find offensive, I would just let her choose some of her own books.
Would you like to share anything else with us today?
Just to encourage parents, because it's really difficult nowadays with all the distractions, with, you know, the video and all these type things, but don't give up. Keep exposing your children to reading. Take them to bookstores, take them to libraries. It's very beneficial for your children, and you'll see the fruits of this in their school success. So I encourage you just not to give up and keep introducing books to your children because it's very important for them.
It's not part of history. We're not over books yet, right?
Right. Literacy is so important and it sets your children up for success.
It does. I totally agree. Would you like to tell our listeners what's the best way to get in touch with you and where they can find your books?
Yes, you can find my books on all online retailers, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and you can contact me on my website at tanyaduncanellis.com, and I'm on social media at Tanya Ellis Books.
I'll put that in the show notes.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for listening and letting me be a part of your day. If you enjoyed this episode or the show in general, please share it with a friend and help me reach more moms around the world. Also, if you find some value in this podcast and would like to help support it, please visit my Ko-fi page. The link is in the show notes. Any contribution is much appreciated. And lastly, don't forget to subscribe so you get notified when a new episode drops. I'll see you next week.